Federer Cologne was a star athlete and a musician during her high school years. She was also featured in the award-winning video More Than That, produced by Todd County High School students in response to Diane Sawyer's critical observation of life on South Dakota reservations called A Hidden America, Children of the Plains. So when word filtered out that Federer had died after a high-speed pursuit by Rosebud Sioux Tribal Police in the early morning hours of May 1st, members of her small, close-knit community of Mission were shocked. Jackie Colombe was Federer's grandmother.
She never had any driving violations or traffic violations. And when I drove, she was a backseat driver telling me I'm going too fast or going too close to the car.
It was that behavior and Federer's reputation as a responsible 20-year-old that made her community question what would cause four police cruisers to chase her at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. Federer's cousin, Brian Farmer, was in her vehicle just moments before the chase began. He was also on the phone with Federer as her car crashed on a gravel road.
And I said, "Feather, just, you know, slow down, you know." And then I said, "Where are you at?" She's like, they're catching up to me. They're catching up to me." And I kept telling her, "Just turn around, you know." And next thing you know, the phone just went blank.
According to relatives, Federer Cologne's reluctance to stop her vehicle may have been linked to her fear of police. Jackie Cologne says her granddaughter was involved in an incident during her elementary school years that resulted in a Rosebud Sioux Tribal Police officer losing his job and doing prison time. Jackie Cologne is curious why the local media wasn't informed of the pursuit that killed her granddaughter, but she's more concerned about why the police were chasing Federer, why she wasn't allowed to see Federer before her body was sent to Sioux Falls for an autopsy, and why the need for an autopsy. Federer's family is also being denied access to her cell phone as well as to her vehicle, which a Lakota spiritual leader needs to visit in order to complete a traditional burial ceremony. Calls to the Rosebud Sioux Tribe's chief of police regarding the incident have not been returned. The FBI, which is investigating Federer's death, has no comment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.